Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast.
Until we can welcome musicians back to our studio, our soundcheck performances here at newsounds.org are featuring a mix of remote performances and favorite sessions from the past, like this one. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Meet the London Electronic Orchestra. They're not really an orchestra, and none of them are actually from London. They play acoustic instruments, like the harp, piano, and strings. Still, the name kind of fits. The band was formed by Chicago native Kate Simcoe, a classically trained pianist and composer. She is now based in London, and she wrote this first piece that the band is going to do for us. It's called XX Intro. It's the London Electronic Orchestra, live on Soundcheck. That is Leo, the London Electronic Orchestra, live here in our Soundcheck studio. The band is based in London, but formed by the expat American composer and pianist Kate Simcoe, who is currently at our piano and handling the laptop, Valeria Korbatova playing the harp, Kamila Bidlowska on violin, Madeline Buisu playing the cello. Kate, to you and the rest of the band, welcome to Soundcheck today.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us.
So XX Intro is the name of that piece, inspired by the band, the XX?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
So you're a classically trained pianist and composer. How did you make this kind of pivot to the world of electronics?
Well, I started off playing just classical piano. I studied at University of Miami. And while I was studying there, I was already getting really passionate about electronic music. So in my free time, I was DJing on the radio. I just had a moment where I realized that my passion for electronic music had actually exceeded my passion for classical music. And so at that time, I really wanted to learn how to make my own music and figure out a way to learn how to make electronic music and music that I was the most into, essentially.
And so how did you end up in London? You studied composing, but a very specific kind of composing in London, right?
Yes. I studied composition for screen. So that is the British way of saying composition for film.
So
the main reason I did that is I wanted to learn to write for orchestra. And so I did speak with NYU here. I knew how to write, you know, obviously piano music and compose. And I always was a nerd in terms of loving music theory.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the theory versus learning the ranges and how the instruments combine
Sure.
are two different things. So I moved to London and I pursued my master's. And that's where I met Valeria and Camilla.
And Madeline here in from New York,
yes.
Rounding out the ensemble.
Absolutely, exactly.
The idea of forming this ensemble, was it a result of you thinking, I need harp and I need strings? Or was it like, I know these people, I want to make music with these people?
You know, what happened was while I was getting my master's, my composition professor encouraged me. I thought that the college was going to encourage me just to learn how to write for orchestra. And I was fine to sort of compartmentalize that 2 years of my life if that's how it was going to be. But my composition professor said, you know, you've spent 10 years developing your musical voice that includes electronics. As a film composer, you should add in this new palette. Don't just try to start from zero with orchestra. So I actually, the last song of the set we're playing today, Tilted, that was the first song that I wrote that incorporated orchestral instruments. And you'll hear harp is in there. Valeria was the harpist who played it. And I happen to love harp and I love strings. So those have been the most vocal elements in my compositions.
Well, you know, writing for screen, as the Brits put it, young composers don't often have access to orchestral forces. It's when you're writing for, you know, a big TV documentary or a film or something that you really get that chance to mix it up. So the idea that somehow film composing is a lesser form of composing, that's a very old-fashioned idea. And a lot of really great music has been written by really top composers.
I agree.
For the screen.
I agree so very wholeheartedly. And I also think that as a composer who loves the Romantic era and melody, it was the perfect outlet for me to be able to pursue that, because sometimes pure composition departments can be quite abstract and experimental. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, you know modern classical music in different directions. So, it was a wonderful place. And there's amazing film music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you said you have a soft spot in your heart for the Romantic movement in music. And this next piece that you're going to play is, in fact, an old song by Franz Schubert,
yes.
Ständchen, which is simply the German word for serenade. So somewhere out there, is Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau going to spin in his grave when he hears this? the guy who did probably the most famous recording of the Schubert song?
Right. I would hope not, because, like I said, I've never approached this project and combining classical instruments with electronics. And there's nothing in my mind rebellious about it. And I respect the original and the beauty of it. So I hope not. I hope that he would just think, okay, it's times have changed. I hope so.
I kind of think that Schubert himself would be pretty cool with it, because I mean, it was a song, but he was kind of a song and dance man
right.
in his day, you know.
Right, exactly. I hope so.
Early 19th century Vienna there.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've taken the song and you've given it kind of a dance thing.
Yes, yeah, I've reworked the melodies and stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Kate Simcoe and London Electronic Orchestra. They are performing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. This is a performance of a piece called Ständchen, based on the Franz Schubert song of that name.
Thank you.
Once again, the London Electronic Orchestra, led by Kate Simcoe, and a piece called Ständchen, which is the German word for serenade, also the name of a song written almost 200 years ago by Franz Schubert and now kind of recomposed by Kate. Kate Simcoe at our piano, Valeria Kurbatova playing the harp, Kamila Bidlovska the violin, Madeline Buisu playing the cello. And Kate, what you've done there is almost like a dance remix of Schubert.
Yeah.
And now you have actually done remixes. I saw the online you did a remix of a piece by Philip Glass.
I did. That was my first remix ever.
Uh-huh.
In 2005. So I received that email and I'd never done one, but I was not going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And so it took me about 3 months to make it. But yeah, that was my first remix.
So who did you make it for? Who requested that?
The label. So Orange Mountain Music.
Orange, which is Philip's label.
Philip's label. Right. And so yeah, that was the first remix. And then this song, the Schubert one, was for Decca Classics, which is the British main classical label.
Right.
So they did a series called Reworks. And uh-huh. This was my selection. And reason I chose it, I really liked the four opening chords, which is what the whole song's
right,
you know,
right,
yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, obviously it was a song. It had words.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
this is an instrumental.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can. I mean, if you know the original, the melody is still there.
Yes.
In a kind of different form.
Right.
Which. Now, the idea of remixing the classics, we're hearing a lot of that lately, it seems.
Mm.
And the kind of divide between electronic music and classical music, especially in things like film music, that wall has crumbled a long time ago, it seems.
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's really expanded. And I can definitely tell the difference because when I started combining the instruments like we spoke about earlier, that was, I moved to London in 2012. And then in March 2014, we had our first London Electronic Orchestra concert. And that was a 36-piece orchestra.
Really?
Yes, it was. It was just the real world's been a little difficult to tour an orchestra.
Yeah,
but we started with the 36-piece orchestra.
Wow.
And at that show, even in London, where there's a, you know, now it's quite, I wouldn't say common, but there have been a number of big shows, like with Pete Tong and Hacienda Orchestra, and Sasha just did one at the Barbican, Jeff Mills. So this combination, DJs and classical. But when I did this in March 2014, I did receive quite a bit of feedback of, oh, wow, that's, yeah, like, I don't know, I can't picture how that's going to be, you know?
Yeah.
And now 3 years later, it's like, it's become more prevalent, which,
yeah.
I mean, I think it's great. I mean, these instruments are, in these musicians, there's so many musicians out there, and these instruments have so much beauty, and for them to be used in a modernized way, I think it's wonderful. It's great.
So have you actually, I mean, have you done film, you know, the thing you went and got your master's? I mean, have you done soundtracks?
Yeah, I just finished scoring my first feature film.
Really?
Yes, which I'm very excited about, out of Los Angeles. So I'm hoping to release the soundtrack to that.
Mm-hmm.
And besides that, I've done a couple of documentaries and short films. But this is, you know, like a long-term dream, yeah, to get into this as well.
To do this?
London Electronic Orchestra and composing for film.
Yeah.
Yeah, feature films.
Do they feel like different things, or do they all sort of exercise the same creative muscle?
They exercise the same creative muscle. You know, this soundtrack that's coming out, Valeria and Camilla recorded for me in London, and, you know, so it's drawing off the same palette and where I'm comfortable. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the name of the film?
It's called 20 Weeks.
Okay.
And it's about a woman in LA who's having a baby.
Now, when you started the London Electronic Orchestra, did you call it the London Electronic Orchestra, or does everybody call it Leo?
Right.
Because on your website, it says Leo. And I was like, what the heck is Leo? And then I was like, duh, London Electronic Orchestra.
Right. We usually say the full thing
you do.
Out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Is this about the touring size these days, down from 32 pieces, or when you have the chance, do you get bigger?
We do get bigger when we can. In London, for example, we're going to be back to an 8-piece. That's our larger touring ensemble. And then, yeah, right now that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah.
Unless we're collaborating with a local orchestra,
Have you done that?
I did. In December, I collaborated with the Columbia National Symphonic Orchestra, and we had a 50-piece. So I wrote for all those sections, which was amazing. Brass and winds and percussion, and that was amazing.
So like these pieces, but writ large.
Expanded, yes. Yeah, wow. And then some other new ones as well. So, yes.
Okay. Now, the piece you're going to do next, this is Tilted. This is the work you were mentioning before. So this is like from the beginning, going back to the Ortex, to the origins of the band, right?
It is, exactly. So yeah, this is one of our first compositions written in London, and it ended up being released as our first single on the Vinyl Factory. So that's a label out of London, and it was written as a trio. So this ensemble here today is exactly how it was written, except for it was originally upright bass instead of harp.
Uh-huh.
But now we have pizzicato cello instead.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Upright bass instead of cello. And now we have cello replacing the bass.
I was going to say, boy, from bass to harp, that's...
a little bit different of a range and possibilities. Yeah, sorry. Bass to cello.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's hear another live performance from Kate Simcoe and the London Electronic Orchestra.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Tilted is the name of the song, live on Soundcheck. Thank you. That is called Tilted, another live performance from the London Electronic Orchestra, led by pianist and composer Kate Simcoe, here in the Soundcheck studio. And the pieces that we've heard, Kate, all three of these are on the record, right?
There are, yes.
Which is simply called London Electronic Orchestra. So do you view this as dance music? Is that what you're hoping happens when you look out at the audience at a show?
You know, it's really an in-between sort of space, you know? And so a couple of songs on the record, there's one that's just two violins and sub bass, and there's, you know, a couple other songs that are more abstract. So we've done sit-down shows, like we did Les Poissons Rouges last time in New York, and we did the Elgar Room at Royal Albert Hall, and venues like that where they're seated or just, mm-hmm. you know, a different sort of environment will tailor it. But then we've also played festivals where we, you know, specifically have the electronics more punchy and people are dancing and we try not to, you know, have a break between the songs. So, you know, we can sort of cater the set to the location.
So you can DJ your own musical set.
Basically.
Yeah.
In the right environment, yeah.
Okay. London Electronic Orchestra is the name of the group and the name of the record, which is recent. And Kate, it's been a real pleasure having you and the band here in our studio today.
Thank you so much. We've had a great time. Thanks.
You've been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org.